Governor Andrew Cuomo and his Democratic colleagues in the state legislature are at odds over agreement on the amount of revenue New York has to spend on health care, education, and other items in the state budget, which is due in less than a month. The state controller may have to step in and decide if there's no agreement by the end of the day Tuesday. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, supporters of a proposal for an independent budget office say its creation could avoid stalemates like this one in the future.
The sponsor of the bill to create an independent legislative budget office for New York, Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan, says her bill is modeled on the Congressional Budget Office in Washington and New York City's independent budget office. Senator Krueger, who is chair of the Finance Committee, says a nonpartisan unit that analyzes state budgets and budget proposals could take much of the political element out of budget making and maybe some of the arguing.
I'm in politics. I get that when we want to get something done, we're going to try to focus on accomplishing and downplaying the negatives and playing up the positives.
A legislative budget office would also change the power dynamic in Albany, where governors have large staffs of fiscal analysts. The Senate and Assembly majority and minority parties employ fiscal experts through their financial committees, but their numbers are far smaller than those in the governor's budget office. Senator Krueger says that puts legislators who want to challenge any budget assertions by a governor at a disadvantage.
For example, sometimes I want to disagree with the governor's people on what they're costing something out on. But I don't have the ability necessarily to evaluate that without simply being accused of, oh, you're having a fight with the governor today, or you're partisan because you're a Republican or a Democrat. With an independent budget office who was legitimate, as they clearly can be, you would have facts that you could work from.
The director of the budget office would be chosen jointly by the Senate leader and Assembly speaker with input from the minority parties. All lawmakers, regardless of party, would have full access to all of the data generated by the office. Krueger says the public craves more transparency in everything that the government does, and a nonpartisan budget office could help with that. The bill is gaining momentum in the Senate, but has so far never passed the Assembly. Senator Krueger says without an independent budget arbiter, the financial forecast can at times be less than factually based.
Clearly, a lot of what goes on is people making it up as they go along.
The Senate Finance Chair spoke just before a revenue forecast meeting where fiscal staff from the governor, legislature, and state controller heard projections from economic experts, but they still struggled to come up with one agreed-upon set of numbers for how much the state will take in the new fiscal year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.